Last year was a rough year for airlines. They weren't sure how many employees to bring back as travel ramped up until Omicron hit. They weren't sure how many flights to schedule because there were no historical numbers to tell them consumers' flying habits during a pandemic. Here are the U.S. airlines that performed the best and the worst. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The Wall Street Journal dissected Department of Transportation statistics that measured these criteria for the nine major domestic carriers. An airline's on-time arrivals, canceled flights, extreme delays, two-hour tarmac delays, mishandled baggage, involuntary bumping, and complaints. Delta easily took first place, winning five of the seven categories. Even with crew members getting sidelined by COVID and well-publicized meltdowns during holidays, Delta only canceled 0.6% of its scheduled flights, including its regional carriers. That's versus an average of about 1.8% for all nine airlines. Heck, Delta didn't involuntarily bump a single passenger through the year that ended last September. Alaska and Southwest came in second and third. JetBlue is at the bottom in ninth place. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.